sauce on your face.
Yay!
All right,
let's start this fuckery.
Okay, you're good now.
All right. In all fairness, I saw there like 20 minutes.
What the fuck, Darren? You're a piece of shit. You always tell
you totally should have waited until the show started.
You're a cock blocker.
Anywho, let's get this going.
I'm a cock blocker.
Hello and welcome to... You guys done?
Okay, everyone pause. Okay, go.
Fuck. Hello and welcome to Geek Lord Radio. My name is Dan Marin. I'm your host. With me tonight, I have Darren Estrin, Stephanie Lyon, and Matt Furr.
False.
Okay, Matt False. As you can see, we are transmitting from a new place. It's a different wall now. Yeah, craziness. That's why we had to cancel last week, because we were in the process of the move, and that shit just wasn't happening because moving.
If you pay attention to the background, the cursed party is in the kitchen.
Nope, wrong. It is actually
it is outside,
out that window.
Through the window.
It is in our detached garage.
Yeah, it's in our detached garage.
Yeah.
Where we definitely don't hide the pizza sauce that certain people like to have on their face.
just had a big thing of pizza sauce on my face. Is what
fortunately, my webcam's not exactly super high quality, okay. So I don't think anybody could see it. But when I edit it together and I watch it, I'll see if I can circle it and draw an arrow to it before I publish it.
And then make a gif out of it and be freaking out. Oh, it's on my face.
It should be. Let me verify.
Is Matt's mic on? All right, I guess we're going to have to start over again because we
it's on. You should be fine.
Hello.
You need to talk into your microphone. There you go.
Yeah, how's that?
Well, it's a 7-second delay.
That seems good to me.
I'm going to get a squirt bottle.
Sounds quiet, Hotel.
All right, hold on.
Now we're going to start up again. For those of you who do not know us, well, this is our podcast, and we in the practice mode.
Is this adequate.
His levels are
off. Well, if you were here, you could fix it, but I turned him up a little bit. Anywho, it's just going to have to deal with the fact that he's quiet.
Just make loud noises, like,
no,
loud
don't
noises.
Make loud noises.
No.
So, I heard you had an awkward media encounter this past week.
I did.
Why were you talking to the media? Who did you kill?
I've been gone. I've been gone for the past 2 weeks because I was at the various WoW and Heroes North America regional finals with Blizzard. And on that note, I am an employee of Blizzard. My opinions are my own and are not affiliated with my boss, my overlords, the Blizzard overlords. Hojo, as well, is a Blizzard employee, and his opinions
you
are his own.
You just dimed him out.
I did. He's right there.
Damn.
Everybody knows that's him, but I gotta protect him, too, because he's not here.
No, fuck him. He's not here.
Anyway.
I am the captain now.
So I was at the Heroes Regional Finals, and I went to the media lounge area, and I was making conversation with one of the I guess writers or editors of Gosu Gamers. And as I was leaving, he was really fun to talk to, super nice guy. And as I was leaving, I was thinking in my head, nice to meet you. But then I was about to say, pleasure to meet you. And it just kind of jumbled together and it said, nice pleasuring you.
That was exactly what I hoped it would be.
and he like,
that was
like,
everything I wanted it to be. In fact, if I make a GLR shirt, it's going to be your face, and it's just going to say that quote underneath
nice
it.
Nice pleasuring you. Yeah. So,
wait. That's our new sign-off, right?
I think that might be our new sign-off.
And at that moment, Stephanie realized she fucked up.
I did. I was like, oh.
Did he at least, like, throw you a dollar afterwards?
No. He's like, okay, I see what you did there. That was fucking hilarious. I'm like, I'm so sorry. It's so awkward. He's like, I find it more entertainment that you're entertaining that
you're.
Should
have been like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. She'd been like, fuck yeah, it was.
It was pretty. Hold on, exciting.
Hold on, real quick. Tell me about the toaster.
Oh, the toaster.
Yeah, we need to know about this toaster. You fucking told Mike about the toaster. And
that's something that I can't talk about on Geek Lord Radio. That's separate.
So you had sex with the toaster.
Yep, you got me. Oh, no, you got me. No, that was completely separate.
Wait, was the interviewer a toaster?
Yes.
So you were pleasuring a toaster.
The Ghost of Gamer guy was a toaster. And then he let me put toast in him, and I pulled the lever down, and I said, nice pleasuring you, and he was like, what's that? That's the noise.
Your fetish with I am toast is just too much.
I am bread.
Sorry, I want to be cooked alive.
That's a great video game. You should really play it.
If it is a video game, it kind of is.
It is. It's a game. There's an objective. There's interwebs involved and strategy.
Yeah.
You're just looking at me. Okay, eventually someday I'll get you all to play.
What? Oh, I Am Bread? No, yeah, sorry. I was.
So besides you guys moving, what else did you do the past couple weeks that I've been gone?
Move.
We moved.
That's it. That's
all I cleaned an apartment.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Old apartment?
Move and clean. That's all I did. And work.
That's pretty much it.
I hit Paragon 500 in Diablo season and hate myself for it.
That's it?
I played some Grand Theft Auto Online.
All right, then into the news we go.
Yeah. I'm not hurt at all, apparently.
Yeah, you're not. The whole purpose of that was here it says don't say anything on the show.
To this
unmute
mic?
The other mic, which says Stefan, and mute the mic microphone.
You can just sit on the ghost
and then
of
just
Mike.
Sit here. That sound. All right.
How was this? Yeah.
Now we can hear him.
Yes.
Yep, cat's out of the bag.
Meow. No, she's still in my room.
Yeah, the cat won't leave the room, actually.
Chicken's out of the bag,
I'm
going
to mute you again.
You're going to get muted. It works.
All right.
Yeah. I finally got feedback. It works.
So if
what's up with
okay
the creepy
with
baby face winking? Don't do that.
I think that's the default face that Twitch has. So if you make any kind of emotes, like with parentheses and colons, it automatically makes like ghosty zombie.
That's
baby
fucking
face.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
You're a pussy. Anywho, in television news,
I just think of it as Happy Zit. It's like a whitehead. It's so ugly.
Trying to listen on mobile, but my phone is not cooperating. Oh, that sucks. Oh,
poor Magic Abe.
Poor Jesus. All right, Jason Statham is apparently going to star in a television series based on Layer Cake. Let me guess. You didn't see Layer Cake.
I did not see Layered Cake. Is it anime?
No.
Okay. No,
it's an action movie.
I have not
starring
seen
Jason
it.
Statham.
No.
Nope.
No, it's not action, is it?
Daniel Craig is in Layer Cake.
I thought that was a Statham movie.
No, it's definitely Daniel Craig.
Huh.
I own the movie. I've seen it like five times.
Yeah.
Darren
seen
is the
it
foremost authority of yeah Layered Cake.
No, it's not really an action movie.
Well,
it's more like a.
There's going to be a show based on it that's apparently starring Jason Statham.
That was a good movie.
I enjoyed
it. I'm
movie
not sure how they can turn that into a show, but.
Well, it says
I'm
inspired by.
What's the premise
based
of Layered Cake? For those for
it's
Matt
a baking Hagen show.
Layered
it layers
cake
of cake.
No, it's not. Why would Daniel Craig do that?
I mean, I could tell you, but it would take like half an hour just explain everything. So
okay, you got three words.
Drug dealing stuff.
Perfect. <All right. laughs> Done
that
and
works
done.
You know, I want to do like a 30-second podcast with you each week where you just describe movies in three words or less.
This is a solid plan. I like this. This could be our new thing.
If I went through and listened to all of our old episodes and wrote down all the random crap that I've said we should do, we would never have the funding to do any of it. NBC is going to be putting out a series based on a prequel to the story of Took and Took 2.
Ooh.
Took it in.
Most Taken?
I don't.
Most Took?
Maybe it'll be.
What about Took 3?
So it's a prequel, so it's not going to be Liam Neeson?
No, odds are Liam Neeson is entirely too big-dicked to work on television.
That's
so they'll cast someone who looks like a younger version of Liam Neeson.
Oh, God, please be Sean Bean.
Oh.
Or maybe it'll be about the terrorist who took his kid.
No,
it can't
maybe
be Sean Bean because Sean Bean always dies.
Yeah.
So that means Took 1 and Took 2 would never happen.
It's before he settles down and has a family. It's probably what he did before.
What he did
and
before
he probably
him
has like a little girl who's not an adult yet and he's secret a spy. And then his relationship crumbles because he's trying to keep his secret identity and still have a wife. Predictable. Moving on.
Sadly, that's actually what I figure it's going to be. Like, legit, that's what it seems like it would actually be. I'm sure there's other stuff that happened in the television world, but since I don't watch television, I don't give a shit about
nope
it. Moving on. My segues are terrible. I still need to work on that.
Yeah, you do.
Moving into gaming news.
That's why we need you, Mike.
No, fuck him. I am the captain now.
you have the con.
In gaming, video game voice actors are voting to strike. Apparently, they are actually on strike now.
Or are they?
Between the time that you put that in there and I was reading, they have officially started striking.
Wow.
They are asking for performance bonuses to be awarded for every 2 million units sold, subscribed at an 8 million unit subscription cap. So basically four bonuses.
Yeah.
What it sounds like. According to the Video Game Voice Actor Union, SAG-AFTRA.
That's wow quite an acronym. SAG-AFTRA.
Well, I know SAG is Screen Actors Guild. I don't know what AFTRA is. Maybe Mike knows.
I don't know. Fucking thing regarding acting.
Solid.
Developers have also...
I'll high five that one. That was quite witty of you. Good job, Gigi.
The SAG-AFTRA developers have also fined voice actors for late set arrivals and have fined agents for not sending out actors for smaller roles, such as ambient voices.
Who are they fined for not telling
their high-paid people not to show up for the shitty jobs.
I don't know.
That seems really stupid.
I'm sorry.
A job's a job. And, you know, probably because the people who are actually paying are expecting certain people. And they're like, you know what? This isn't a high-paying job. Just don't go. And they've already signed contracts. They're already supposed to be there. That's time and money. They have to recast
somebody. Liam Neeson's
voice
in the background of Cars 4.
I would love it. That's Liam Neeson's voice. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy. You know, the prison inmate who, like, first shows up and is, like, all big and burly. That's Nathan Fillion's voice. I bet you didn't know. Fun fact.
Actually,
also...
Wait.
I didn't know he played a prisoner in the movie.
I just never gave a shit.
I don't know. I just think it's kind of funny when people are like, they're like, we need bonuses. It's like they give you money and you talk into a microphone for money. Do you really need bonuses?
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
They get paid pretty well.
I want bonuses, and I make decent money.
So, speaking
and if
of
my product
actor,
is making them money hand over fist, I'd like a cut of that.
So, at the party I went to this weekend after the Heroes thing, the voice of Raynor, and for the life of me, I can't think of his first name, but Clotworthy is his last name. And I was like, you're the voice of Raynor. And he's like,
you
yeah.
can't remember
and
his
goes,
first name,
I'm
but his last name is Clotworthy?
Because it's an interesting last name. That's
it's
how
pretty
I remember.
Interesting.
Did you say you said it with like a Swedish accent. You're like,
you guys are mean. Anyway.
Swedish chef.
So I was like, hey. I was like, and he's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, nice to meet you. And I was like, gosh, that's so interesting. Because like, no, you wouldn't expect just walking on the street that you're the voice of Raynor. And he's like, yeah. And he leans up to me and his wife, and he leans into me, and he totally, like, oh, I can't even remember what quote he said, but it was like perfect in my ear. And I was like, oh, that was so cool.
You know what's funny about him?
I got a picture with him.
He does not look the voice
at all. Because I just picture Jim Raynor in my head.
I think Hojo had a stroke in the chat. He just started screaming shit. Can I time out an admin?
No, none of those. None of those. It was, what did he say? It was like, I was just so caught up in the moment. Plus, I was drinking.
Brother said something about jimmying your woman. That's pretty gross.
Oh, yeah. All right,
I was trying to find the picture before I was telling you about it, but I have so many pictures.
Overwatch has announced two more characters in the game that will never actually come out.
Yeah.
Yep.
He looks like a retired Beatles guy.
He looks like he could be a singer of the Beatles.
He's got that British mop hair.
He looks
shit.
Like he's fluent with an acoustic guitar.
He does. I bet you he is. Fluent with acoustic guitar.
And possibly little beatnik drums.
Bongos.
Pretty bongos.
Bongos.
He is proficient in the bongo trade.
And his girlfriend was super pleasant. I was like, what nice down-to-earth people. Because, you know, sometimes people who are famous, they're kind of like...
Dicks.
Yeah.
He's not really famous. He's a voice actor and a video game character.
But it's famous among, I would say, Blizzard culture, and sometimes like.
I actually looked up his IMDb like 6 months ago, and
have
he's done a lot of shit.
Yeah, has he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh yeah.
Anywho, the characters announced for Overwatch were Roadhog, formerly known as Fat Bane.
They should have
kept him as Fat Bane, and Junkrat. Apparently, some dude on Reddit went like crazy, and this is written trailer fuels some dude named Flaihl. Flahl?
So some guy named Flahl.
Flahl.
That's why I read it. Flahl.
You gotta get the H. I think means phlegm, so it's Flahl. Oh, to obsess over the numbers 629 on the bus in the trailer's A Moment in Crime. He suspects its release date for the beta and demands to be called a prophet if he's right, as well as demands access to beta. Because making threats and demanding things always gets you into beta.
Wait, what is he? What is he threatening?
So basically he's saying that he's there's a number on the bus during the video that they have, the trailer for the two characters. It says like 629 on top of the bus. I don't know. I didn't pay attention that closely. I just saw his Reddit, him going on a rant on, just bear with me here. It's the first day of fall. 6 days from now, it'll be the 29th. That is the confirmed date. It'll either be 6 days of fall or September 29th that beta will be released for everyone. And then he's saying, if I'm right, then everybody must call me the prophet and you must give me beta.
And it probably got downvoted to Oblivion if it was on Reddit.
No, not if she saw it.
I saw it. It was at the very top. I was like,
therefore,
what?
It was not.
I said, this guy is a liar. I was like, ooh, now I got to see why he's a liar. And I was like, well, that's
yep.
He's the false prophet.
So are we taking bets on...
Someone should make that comment.
You can't speak.
I can't speak.
When do you think Overwatch is coming out?
I don't even have access to
629.
June 29th, a bold choice.
It's Blizzard.
It is Blizzard.
That far out. When do you
probably
think
December. I say December, yeah.
After maybe. BlizzCon?
Well, December is after BlizzCon.
She's so
saying
would you
the
do
time frame
knowing
yeah,
the time
afterwards.
Frame, do you think... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can
Wait,
give my
are
own
about
speculation
because
it's my opinion.
Full release. Let's go with full release.
629.
What?
Full release.
Spring.
I don't have access to that information. They haven't even
Yeah, but you can't even guess because if you're right, you're fucked.
That's true. That's
my
true.
Bet is it will
it
coincide with a Half-Life 3 announcement. That's when it'll come out. It'll compete with Half-Life 3. This right. game will be in development forever.
Interesting.
Hyrule Warriors for 3DS will only support stereoscopic 3D on the new Nintendo 3DS and 3DS XL.
What's stereoscopic?
The 3D function.
The way the 3D works.
Okay.
You don't need glasses. It's just looking at it with the way the screen's set up. It makes it seem 3D. Mm.
Cool.
I didn't know that was coming out on 3DS.
Yep.
Cool.
I learned something new today.
So, from other great Nintendo titles, Pokemon Go. This is the first show we've had since we learned what Pokemon Go actually was. Instead of two weeks ago, when someone said, what do you think about the new Pokemon game? And my first thought was, what new Pokemon game? Expecting a Game Boy title.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So I apologize to, I don't even remember who said it, to the listener who asked about that. And we basically were like, what the fuck? Sorry. Poop Dog moans loud and poops. My butthole burps abruptly as you stare. My butthole frowns as more wind breaks through my anus. The smell is increasingly unbearable. Peanutty, lumpy goodness slowly slides out of my starfish. I flush. I wipe gingerly as my anus whimpers. My eyes burst with emotion as my feces vacate. Is the anus clean? The end. Pure poetry from one of our listeners.
You know,
thank
that,
you
know what that's
dog.
From, right?
No.
You know that's a nice spirit from
that was
Scotty McBooger Balls.
That was
that's
the most amazing thing
oh,
I've seen
it was,
today.
Wasn't it?
That's all
I have
he
no
wanted
idea.
Was us to read
that's
it
like
and
imagine.
Get a reaction.
Yeah, I'm going
to
go with that. It sounds like an excerpt
worked.
From that.
No, now
that wasn't even trolling because trolling causes anger. I read that shit.
No.
Poopdaw, you are a poet.
Now, doing a Morgan Freeman's voice.
That was.
I'm not Mike. I don't do voices.
I'll do more. My Morgan Freeman voice.
You're terrible at every accent
I am
you
very
do.
Very terrible. Moans loud and poops. I'm so bad at this. My butthole burps abruptly. Okay, I'm dead. My
it's
Morgan
actually
Freeman
substantially
sucks.
Better than I thought it would be.
Well, because that a Russian accent.
Morgan Freeman. Turtles swim in the sea.
Like,
still
right,
pretty bad.
So, doesn't he do all the planet episode shit for like Earth, those type of TV series?
That was
David Attenborough?
No, isn't he the new guy that does all the voices for the documentaries on nature?
I don't fucking know. I only like David Attenborough.
That was the most interesting thing I've seen today, and I've seen a video. I watched a video of a monkey hailing Hitler.
That's true.
So,
I saw that too. That was
yeah.
quite entertaining.
Oh.
My Bane voice is just like Morgan Freeman.
Awful?
Yes.
No, it's the exact same voice.
What does Bane say? Give me a quote from Bane and I'll do it.
It doesn't matter who we are.
Oh, yeah, yours is much better.
Our plan.
Wrong. That's not the voice you do. You do the Batman voice. Which one of these holes do you smell out of,
I'm
guy who
Batman.
Breathes the crab?
I'm Batman.
There's only I've never actually seen the Bane voice. Movie, like the Batman movie with Bane in it that didn't involve Uma
what?
Thurman. All I saw was Batman and I never needed to see it.
He kind of sounds like a Muppet to me.
Don't you insult the Muppets. Anywho, we were talking about Pokemon. Do you know about Pokemon Go?
I have no, you know, I'm not a big fan of Nintendo. That's my personal opinion. I'm not a big fan of Nintendo. Go on.
Well, you're wrong. It's an AR game coming out next year. It's going to be on cell phones. And basically, you could run around the world with your camera on. And it'll show you. It's kind of like geocaching in a way, but it'll show you Pokemon in real time on your screen. You can catch them and trade them and battle them and kind of shit. So I firmly believe
camera?
That will end the light. Yeah, that will end life as we know it.
All batteries on phones will be dead. Yeah. All
so
cell phones.
Imagine watch no, that no, game's going to come out.
Those
and
portable
suddenly,
cell phone chargers. Those cells are going to skyrocket.
And then suddenly, Samsung and Apple are going to figure out how to make batteries last forever.
No, they won't.
Yeah,
no,
they will.
You can make money off the battery.
Because the first company that, once that comes out, the first cell phone company that can give you a 48-hour battery life while playing Pokemon Go, that phone will sell out, period.
No, they'll just sell you the portable charger.
iPhone fans will still go for it. I'll follow whatever has the best battery life as long as
you want to know what would actually be amazing for that is if they were to get a phone case that makes the Pokemon Go app into a Pokédex.
I already have Pokédex.
All I know is two words when this is happening, Team Rocket.
Yeah, I had read online a brilliant plan that I fully intend to follow. I'm going to start hanging out like at parks and shit. When I see a kid with a good Pokémon, I'm going to go bully him and beat him up and then beat him in battle and steal his Pokémon.
That is so mean and totally very accurate.
It's entirely accurate to the show, but I will only...
Blinks, it's Blinks.
You know what's probably going to happen? Blinks. They're going to go find my corpse up in, like, Mammoth or something, and they're going to phone, find me, and they'll be like, what was his method of dying? He was trying to catch a Zapdos up in the mountains. He's dead.
I'm going
to
get it.
Zapdos is at a power plant. They'll find you. You'll be arrested for trying to break into Sinonifray. Up in the mountains, you'll be looking for Moltres.
Wait. What did you say that was called?
Sinonifray?
Sanofree?
Sinonifray?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Moving on.
I will tell you this.
Do you pronounce it? How are you yelling?
Wait, did you pronounce it Sanofre?
Sanofre.
S A N O N O F R E.
Sanofre.
Sanofre.
Onofre. You sound like an Asian.
They look like they're the
Sanofre. I get to use so many things.
Anyway, Matt's going to be shot to death trying to break into Area 51 to find Mewtwo.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think they have them like geocache in like more rare places?
That would be.
Like,
I can't imagine they'd actually do that.
You're gonna get one kind of special like.
I'll tell you this.
Although for being Team Rocket, I will only use Zubats, Ekans, Arbok, Weasels.
Okay, this is gonna go on forever. I'm gonna put that out there.
It's specific to the Team Rocket Pokemon.
I'm definitely gonna put it out there. I'm going to be riding my bicycle in a fucking cave, and Professor Oak ain't going to do shit.
I'm going to buy a whole bunch of bricks, and I'm going to paint Professor Oak's face on it. It's not the right time to do that. I'm going to blast you with bricks.
Or you can just call me and be like, hey, are you in a cave on your bicycle? Yep. Get off your bike.
No, because you won't get off your bike. You'll just lie to me. But yeah, I firmly believe that will actually... Like, I'm waiting for the first car accident. Oh. Someone's driving on the 5 freeway in rush hour and sees fucking Charizard out their window.
I'm not going to lie.
Teen driver dies from trying to
I am not going to lie.
It's not going to be a teen driver. It's going to be like a 35-year-old man.
See,
with this fedora.
It's going to be Dan.
I'm not going to lie. If I'm driving home from work and there is a goddamn Charizard on the side of the road, I'm pulling to the side and turning on my fucking emergency hazard.
You know what really is going to happen?
Now I'm excited.
Someone's going to see someone trying to catch a Pokemon on the side of the road, and they're just going to run that person over so they can catch it instead. This is going to start World War III. Maybe. Way to go, Nintendo.
This is what's going to cause World War III.
Oh, my God.
Have you not played a Pokemon game?
I played it like...
Try it again.
Dan.
I just can't. It's Nintendo.
This is all falling into the conspiracy of why there's no grown-ups in Pokemon. We're all gonna, all the grown-ups are going to kill each other, and all the kids are now going to catch Pokemon and become trainers.
Time to start. You get to pick your starter?
I don't know. There's not been a whole lot of details about it.
It's a Poke Roulette.
ZapZap1 says that this is going to solve world hunger. Somehow I think this is going to make world hunger worse. Because farmers will no longer be farming.
They'll be catching Pokemon.
Grocery stores will no longer be open because they'll be out catching Pokemon. Like the whole grocery store is just catching Pokemon.
I guarantee you there's...
some African kid is going to trade you a Mew for some bread.
I'm curious.
Yeah, I trade bread.
Have you guys
for
seen
Mew.
Any screenshots?
Yeah, because I'm sorry. In Ethiopia, the 4G is fucking real.
I haven't seen screenshots, but I watched the trailer. And if there's no way in hell it can look like it does in the trailer.
I was going to say, like, if I'm sitting there and I'm showing, like, for example, showing my phone towards your couch with a desk and a TV monitor, like, can it differentiate what those objects are and be able to, like, plant a Pokemon, like, in between?
Yeah, I imagine it can. It's not that challenging.
Or do they just throw Pokemon? Like, a wild Pokemon appears just, like, in the center of your camera.
No, it might be like that, but from the videos that they've shown, there'll be, like, an arrow telling you what direction you need to go to get near a Pokemon, and that'll tell you what type. So it might just be that it pops up and you go into a battle sequence.
I got a great idea.
Not positive.
We can go into spooky places and catch ghost Pokemon.
We're going to get in so much trouble for breaking in.
Oh, my God. This is going to be so good.
So many cemeteries.
Oh, my God. Can we please make that, like, our thing is, like, one... a Pokemon Go comes out, we all just go to a cemetery and see what we can catch.
We break into cemeteries at night.
We can do that.
I don't think you have to break into the cemetery. I'm pretty sure you just go into a cemetery.
Why are you yelling?
She's excited and she's drinking. I still have Vegas sound in my head. I've been...
And she's been drinking.
Thank you. Yeah, that too. Cheers. It's almost gone.
It's not like there's armed guards at a cemetery. Like, what are you doing? Stop trying to pay your respect.
I probably wouldn't work because there's no light.
Just use your cell phone flash.
For some reason, that reminded me of SpongeBob, where he's like, "Oh, you're stealing my hat, man." Yeah, you're gonna stop you. Who? What army? Only the army of the undead.
Oh, SpongeBob. Yeah, with Smitty Hyman, what's his man Jensen.
Yeah, because that's relevant. Okay.
Smitty Jaegerheim, what's his name, Jensen? He had a long fucking
close
name.
Enough.
He was number one.
He was.
I don't know who added this. Paladin's trailer revealed?
Oh, yeah.
It's developed by Hi-Rez, which is the same group as Global Agenda, which was such a great game until it just ceased to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's still there. You can still download it and play it.
What is
but
it?
But you can't do anything.
Global Agenda?
Oh, yeah. Global Agenda's great. I love it. Yeah. I spent so much money on that game, and
it's just done. I spent maybe $30 or $40 on it.
Yeah.
Be surprised. I have no idea what that is.
It's wonderful.
It was a third-person shooter PvP-based game.
Oh, cool.
It had PvE elements that they were okay. You would have liked it because you could make your character be super shiny and pretty.
It was...
You know I love making my characters pretty. We're friends.
I know we're
friends. It was very, very, very Overwatch.
Oh, that's why you know I like it.
No, I'm going to disagree. It's artistically it reminded me more of Firefall.
No, I'm not saying artistically. I'm saying how the game ran. It was a lot like...
No, I'd say it's more like Team Fortress.
Like payload maps, freaking...
Well, that's just standard.
A lot of the weapons.
Yeah, that's Team Fortress. I'm so bummed I miss Poopdaw. Yeah, you should be bummed, Hojo.
For those of you who are in who don't know us, Hojo is one of our casters, but he are our hosts.
He used to be the host, but I am the captain now.
Yeah, you're on the con.
I am the captain of this boat.
He's now in the bitch seat that's not here. All right.
He's making cool internet-y
things. What do you know about Paladins?
Well, I saw the trailer. It looks, artistically, it looks kind of like Overwatch.
Okay.
Very bright colors. Gameplay, it looks, again, like a kind of cross between Global Agenda and Overwatch.
Is it Pixar-ish? Like that Pixar-ish kind of look that people compare it to?
It's super fucking cutesy shit.
Anime, or is it like...
No, artistically, from what I've seen, it looks kind of like Overwatch.
Okay.
It's a first-person shooter. They have different characters and stuff like that. They have different skills. They have a card feature.
Interesting.
Which, hold on, so you... I guess you collect these cards, and then at random points in the game, it assigns you a random card, and that changes essentially your spec, and you have to kind of build around that card.
That sounds stupidly aggravating.
That sounds like it would stress me the fuck out.
Yeah, like...
If I got a new card, be like, God damn it, I just got good!
Yeah, you get good at something suddenly like, hey, remember how you were playing an engineer? Not anymore.
And
now
you're a
sniper.
Tank.
Well, I mean, it looks interesting.
I mean, yeah. Maybe.
I haven't seen it.
Well, one of
the
reasons behind it was to essentially make it so no game is ever the same. The characters you play are never the same.
That's one thing I really like in games is consistency.
The card is like a wild card.
They could have just followed the Anarchy Online route when it comes to a leveling system and just have it. You could spec exactly how you want no matter what.
It's like freaking, what was that, Final Fantasy Crisis Core? It's like, hey, congratulations, you just leveled 12 times this round.
Yep, John Wick 2 did start filming. Thank you, ZapZap. On that note, moving into movies, we go through the top 5 movies this week. Wow, that is quite a disparaging difference between 5 and 1. All right, so coming in number 5 is Everest at $7.2 million. Is it another movie about climbing a mountain?
I'm assuming so.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where they're like, they get to the top of Mount Everest, and then all of a sudden a storm comes
in. Oh, yeah, they have
to
make it down the mountain.
Like, oh, God, we got to get
like,
down
like,
as fast as
possible. To be completely honest, like every single Mount Everest movie, because it's the only enemy you can have.
Normally, it's trouble getting up the mountain. This one, they're already at the top of the mountain.
Check out this shit. Collapse your legs and let gravity do the rest. That's how you beat the movie.
I'll tell you. I'll just say, you know what, just grab one of those wingsuits and a parachute, just glide down.
I'm pretty sure the altitude change would kill you.
But you know what? That's how I want to die. I want a wingsuit off of Everest. By the way, I read today that apparently...
That's how you want to die? That is not the way
that or a whorehouse heart attack.
There you go. That's the way you want
to
die.
Death by Snoo-Snoo?
No. I don't want her to fuck me to death. I just want to be like 95 years old as shit, nothing but Viagra and cocaine keeping me alive, and just have my heart explode while like some 19-year-old chick is riding me. So
look at this.
In her brain, she registers
She's got some daddy issues.
She's going to have some daddy
really,
issues.
Really, really old
but she
man.
Was just at some point fucking a corpse before she registered that I was dead.
Hey, aww. So we have a question in the chat.
No, we don't.
And why is Captain Kirk climbing a mountain? Because he's in love.
Is that why he's really climbing the mountain?
Mm-hmm.
It's from some stupid Kirk thing.
He embraces the mountain.
Oh, God damn it,
he
Michael.
Envelops the mountain.
Is he
this
in love
is your
with the
fault,
mountain?
Michael.
He loves the mountain.
Is he hiding? Oh,
that mountain.
I'm not
mountain.
Encouraging this anymore because I see where this is going.
Because he's in love.
So, all right,
that was number five. Number four is The Perfect Guy. Oh, Everest made $7.2 million.
I didn't make a movie.
The Perfect Guy is $9.8 million. What the fuck was The Perfect Guy?
This.
Is that the stalker one?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's
Stop
the one
screaming.
Where like some dude like stalks someone and then it's like not the perfect guy, he's like super obsessive. I think the main female character
was
so
like,
seems legit.
The one of the main actors was from Arrested Development.
No, that was The Gift.
Yeah,
no she's
that's a different
black,
movie
the main actress.
No, I think I vaguely remember seeing a trailer for that movie. It looked like your standard
she starts dating
like,
a really good
teenagers.
guy, and then he gets super obsessive and like super controlling. I think it's supposed to be like a
to like cut off
it's a thriller
of her
kind
hair
of suspense movie. Number three was The Visit with $11.8 million. That was the one where the granny would you be a deer and get in the oven to clean it. Yeah, grandma, that was convincing.
Where did you get a Hitler mustache?
What? Oh.
My grandma's the sweetest old lady.
Just don't get it in her oven to clean it.
So is she trying to cook and eat the kids?
Yeah, I think they were trying to kill
is
the
that
kids.
That's like the point. I know they're trying to kill him. That's the point.
Like everything was fine and dandy as long as you never left your room after 9 p.m. That was the premise.
They did it once.
It's like a horror film. Yeah.
They really left the room after 9 p.m. once. And
what if that was your parents? Like, what if you had kids and you drop off your kids to your parents' house and you're like, bye, mom, bye, dad.
To be completely honest.
Eat your children. Kids, and you hear your kids like,
and be like, oh, thank God. No more kids.
So, like, we thought we told you, if you leave your house room after 9 o'clock, grandma's going to kill you.
Actually, not knowing your mom.
I'm so sorry.
Actually, not knowing your mom, those kids
would probably
turn
out fucking
delicious.
Yeah.
It's like, doesn't
mom can cook. No, you know what my fear is? If I ever do have kids, like, if there's actually a woman out there who can actually tolerate me for long enough for me to knock her up, so, like,
doesn't exist.
35 seconds in the sack, you know?
It takes sex for you three times in order to attack?
Yeah.
Wow.
11 seconds.
Dan wins.
Hey, it's not about her, it's about me. I got mine.
Three times.
It's a race I don't intend to lose.
For that woman.
I've never lost.
If you end up having a kid with a woman, the day you have a kid with a female, I will give her $10. Be like, good you. Go buy your
Dan doesn't have to. Dan won't have kids.
I'll already
parents.
Have paid her by that point, so you don't have to give her
$10. That's true.
No, but if I took them to my parents' house, to my mom's place, she wouldn't cook and eat them. She wouldn't get rid of them. No, she would spoil them so completely into awful fucking children and then send them back home with me, because she's told me this since I was about 8 years old. She's like, when you have children and you bring them over, I'm going to buy them everything they ask for, and I'm going to give them candy and soda. And then once they're to the point where I can't tolerate them anymore, they're going back home with you.
Aww.
No, I firmly believe that. I've met your mom.
Yeah. That's,
many times.
She told me that.
I'd be totally
you didn't
good.
Have, you wouldn't have to tell me that, and that's exactly
yeah.
what I would guess you would do.
If you ever have kids and you take them over to see my mom, yeah, that same fucking thing's going to happen to you.
Well, yeah, because I'm essentially adopted by your mom now.
Yeah.
So if I had kids and I had to give them to my parents, my mother would be like, let's go play video games. And then I'd be like, sweet, thank you.
And now your kids know the word
cunt.
You
know what's probably going to happen? Dan,
no, that's like my kids will learn that from me.
Dan, you know what's going to happen a couple years down the road? You're going to call me and you'd be like, my mom bought my kids an orca whale. Now I'm sitting with a 3-ton mammal and I don't know what to do with it.
I would keep the fuck out of an orca whale. And you keep it in the backyard and be like, what's your backyard? Orca whale.
Do you want to hear a joke?
God damn it, no.
You guys know the joke. I'm not going to do it.
I do.
You
I don't.
Look so angry.
I don't.
I'm fine. So, this is Frank's favorite joke. This is how we fell in love, for those of you who don't know. So, two whales walk into the bar, and the first whale goes, he's trying not to laugh. And the second whale goes, shut up, Frank, you're drunk.
Oh,
Goddamn, I hate you, Frank.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm just kidding. You told me that one.
Dan,
that was fucking.
You need to bend colon stone for me.
He said, "Don't let her break the joke again." He didn't want her to say that joke.
I know. I'm so bad at.
We have a request from Hojo to mute her mic. Soil Sue. Oh, it's a. Hi, Soil Sue.
So I have something to confess. Yeah. I do remember the joke. I just wanted you to say it.
I hate you. Back to the movie list.
Because I'm a fucking troll. And
oh, speaking of video games.
As soon as you said two wells walking to bar, I'm like, oh, God damn it.
Speaking of video games and parents, you know how sweet my mom is. My mom is playing D3 for the first time. And she texts me.
With us.
Yeah, she texts me. And she's like, I got a puzzle ring. What do I do with it? I really want to go into the vault. I'm like, okay, well, you go to Kanai's cube, and you stick the puzzle ring in the cube, and you hit transmute. And she's like, okay, great. And then I don't hear from her. And then I get a text, like, at midnight. I fucked up. I'm like, what happened? We were going to do that hours ago. She's like, I don't know. I just put the ring in the cube, and then I put the ingredients that it asked for in the cube, and now I think it's... I just have the power of this goblin following me. I'm like, oh.
That's beautiful.
Bless your heart.
That's beautiful.
At least she got a friend.
Back to the top 5 movie list that we were doing. Number 2 came in at Black Mass. I've seen advertisements for this, and it's a priest, and that's all. I have no idea what the fuck that movie's about. I've not seen a single commercial.
It's number 2 in the movie theaters. Yeah, someone out there listening to us.
It made $22.64 million.
What? I think the reason why is because if you've seen the poster, it looks a lot like something you see for Blacklist.
Yeah, I thought it was a show, to be honest. I didn't realize it was a movie. And then number 1 was something I did not expect to do this well. Maze Runner, The Scorch Trails.
Oh, I did.
At $30.3 million. I thought it came too close on the coattails of Hunger Games. I figured it was... People would be like, no, even though I believe that book series is older than the Hunger Games series, I just thought it would come off as a...
I like the first movie. It's pretty decent.
I see it as one of those book series that's kind of like, that does have a following, kind of like the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Black Mass has nothing to do with the priest. Saw it over the weekend. It's about Whitey Bulger, starring Johnny Depp, back in a good role. So, from Jesus, the movie is apparently okay.
And he saw The Scorch Trails. Jesus.
He's got one of those Let Me Into Every Movie Ever.
Information.
Yeah, he's got one of those Let Me Into Every Movie Ever passes, so he sees everything.
Different than the first. He says it's different than the first movie. Different than the first movie in what way?
I think it may be better than Maze Runner, the first one.
Oh, great, because I like the first one. The first one was decent.
That was the one where the kids disappear and they wake up and there's like a maze, and like every day the maze opens and then like monkeys come out and then...
Not monkeys.
I don't know what came out. Like, they're like, they were scared of the maze.
Thingies.
Maybe I'll have to get drunk and watch that one night.
For some reason, I'm thinking of Blade Runner. I don't know why.
That is not the
That
maze.
Is very different.
That's so much
Now I'm thinking of Sling Blade and French Fried Potatoes.
Damn French Fried Potatoes.
All right, okay,
so we went through the top 5 movies. Now
we talked about a good movie. Let's go with something that none of us want to hear about. Like, none of us want this to be real. Not only is there an Angry Birds movie. I saw the trailer today.
Yeah, I saw it today, too. It was...
The voice cast includes... Jason Sudeikis, special. We broke Darren, as Red, Joss Gad as Chuck, Danny McBride as the Volatile Bomb, Bill Hader as a pig, he's just a pig, Maya Rudolph as Matilda, and Peter Dinklage as the Mighty Eagle.
Who the fuck
I don't
Matilda?
Know any of that.
Peter Dinklage is a Mighty Eagle.
You just said the whole, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, the other voice cast members include Kate McKinnon, Keegan-Michael Key, Tony Hale, Ike, Baron Holtz, and Hannibal Buress.
Hannibal Buress, the comedian. He's
I saw the trailer, and not only was it not funny, I don't know what that movie's about.
I do.
A red bird with anger issues.
They have anger problems, and then they go to anger therapy. And then a pig shows up, and everybody gets better.
And they have to embrace their anger.
And they embrace their anger. The end. Now you don't have to see it. You're welcome.
To be honest, if it was either between that or the Emoji Movie, I'd put a bullet in my skull.
Wait, there's an Emoji Movie?
There's
movie
one coming out.
Based around emoji.
Is there a smiling poop? That would make me so happy if there was a smiling poop in the Emoji Movie.
Speaking of, what emoji pisses you off the most?
Which emoji? That's a good question.
I already know mine on the top of my head. What it sends me into a fucking rage.
Please
my rage timer
me.
Goes to zero. You know the little like one that's like crying because it's laughing so hard? I fucking hate that because people are, I'm going to post it 11,000 times to show how funny it is.
Is it how happy or how sad? Because I feel like happy. That's a very misconstrued emoji.
People
here.
Post that is and they're
it's
laughing so hard they're
tears.
Crying. Yeah.
Ah, I see.
It's like Raffle Mal.
Don't show it to me. Don't
no,
do it.
I'm going to... No, I just... I want to see...
She's going to text bomb you with it.
No, I'm looking at...
Which emoji would be my least favorite?
And I'm seeing which one makes me angry.
I, don't think I've ever given enough of a fuck about emojis to actually get angry about one.
I think... I don't think my anger is brought up... Hey, it's therapy time
no,
for me.
This one.
I don't
this
think it's the fact about. Is that I hate emojis, which I do. Mind you, I hate them. I think the reason this pisses me off is because it's so overused by people. It just... keeps reminding me about the stupidness that our society is heading towards.
So heading I towards. Think it's this one.
That's close.
Okay, that's not it. So the one
no,
that you
not.
Hate is the one that Darren had, right?
Yeah.
That's this one.
Yep, you broke Matt.
I'm sorry. When I start slowly seeing our society turn into the movie Idiocracy, it hurts.
Which one makes me angry? None of these, like...
Oh, by the way, on top of that...
Seriously, never heard of
that,
a emoji to care.
Freaking Camacho 2016 for president.
No politics on the show. We don't
you
care
know,
who you're voting for.
I feel like what makes me angry is there's not enough. Because you know how police... 911 is now getting, like, textability? Whether you can text 911 if there's an emergency?
Are you
going to
send 911 an emoji story with, like...
911, syringe, bathtub, drowning, cry face.
Like, you know, it's actually...
Are they
going to
be like...
Thing.
Are they going to hire expert emoji translators? So it's like, 911's like, we've got a call. What is it?
Eggplant.
Sad face.
What does
eggplant
mean?
Pistol, 100, building, airplane, telephone, XEIs.
That actually, for some reason, that actually brought up texting or calling 911 because it reminded me when I was up in Portland and I knew the dispatcher... Because it used to be 9 to dial out, which is terrible. So, I 9 and then 1 to dial out. And so a lot of times I'd hit 911 and hang up, and she called back. I got to know her so well because it happens so often. She's like, Matt, you called 911 again? I'm like, yeah, my bad. She's like, it's cool.
Okay, I am the one that makes me angry. Okay, it's this. It's this. Is it a wheelchair? Is it a plane seat? It's not a car seat.
Let
what
me
the
see.
Fuck is it? And you know what really bugs me about it is you would never use it. I have never seen one person in my entire life use this retarded blue chair. It's so fucking dumb.
That's a plane seat.
It's a plane seat?
That's
when
a plane
are you gonna
seat.
Send that? Where are you?
Sitting
you
on
send
a plane,
the plane.
Seat.
You
Bam.
Just the plane.
No, where are you? Airplane
like
emoji,
seat
emoji, fat guy next to you emoji, sad face emoji. Bam.
To be completely honest, if you say, where are you at, and you send a picture of a plane and, like, what is Miami with buildings, I'm literally going to think 9/11.
It was only a matter of time.
Emojis are dumb.
Yeah.
Except the poop smiling face. That makes me happy.
I do, like, I want to know, like, how he got that through. Whoever designed that emoji, like, they're like, all right, we got happy face, we got buildings, we got cars, we got phones, we got cats. Is that a smiling poop? It's fudge.
It's
okay.
Soft serve chocolate ice cream.
I'm not really worried about the poo. It's like, yeah, we got buildings, we got a palm tree, we got a lobster.
Well, it is,
what you got over there, Tim, in the corner? The airplane seat.
No,
see, all right.
The poop is basically a way of saying, I just had a great poo.
Is that what it is? Like, happy poo.
All right, so...
Except, by the way, new housewarming gift. If anybody decides to come to their new housewarming gift, you know what they need? They need a goddamn toilet seat. There's a giant crack in your toilet seat
I'm
that
gonna
just tried
to
eat my butt.
When
it was awful.
When I showed up here to get the keys, there was no crack in the toilet seat. And I spent a week at the apartment, and then I came back here, and there was a crack in the toilet seat. So one of my four roommates, who was not me, has an
all
ass
right,
either made of diamond or fat and broke the
this
seat.
This is when I discovered it. So
I discovered that I
took a shit in the house 20 minutes before we signed the lease to own this or to rent this place.
Emoji happy poop. Go on.
Came back 2 days later and the crack was there. So
somebody broke the seat while we weren't here.
Yeah.
Anywho,
well, no,
let's
no,
move
no,
on
it wasn't.
From another. Why do we constantly? Why do we constantly have poop capers? We had the stoop pooper. Now we have the toilet seat breaker. I'm going to put my bathroom in lock and key.
Mystery butt happenings.
Hello, SMB88. How's Long Island, New York treating you? We're getting worldwide up in this motherfucker.
Yeah, I know. We had New Jersey.
So moving away from poo.
Aww.
DC Extended Universe, which is basically DC's response to the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, so moving from one source of shit to another.
Yeah, is reportedly bringing... Hold on. Before you... Yeah, we're talking about movies here. Name a good DC movie.
Ooh, what's my favorite DC movie?
Stalling.
I love the Batman. I like, you know, the first scene from the one with the Joker, and they do the robbery in...
Do you know how I know you're Russian? Because you're stolen.
Okay, yeah. No, but seriously, I can't remember which one it is, but Batman not...
Will you go to my room and grab the squirt bottle full of rubbing alcohol?
Shut up.
I was thinking about that one.
Guys are awful.
Yeah. Anywho, back to this thing.
One, that one's really good. Is it not good? That was like one of the best scenes ever in any movie.
I'll give those Batman movies credit. They weren't bad.
They were good. They were
I liked all the Michael Keaton Batmans.
And it was like legit Batman. When I think
okay,
Batman,
Constantine. SMB beat you. Oh, Constantine, yeah, Constantine, I enjoyed the fuck out of Constantine.
Kudos, SMB.
Anyway, let's go with the superhero that DC actually put out, though. Like, the Batman movies, they weren't really under this cinematic universe that they're trying to push now. We're talking about, like, fucking... Man of Steel, and
they're gonna do the Justice League, probably.
Yeah, it's gonna be terrible. Anyway, they're reportedly bringing the superheroes.
We use what the new Batman, new Superman, and the Green Lantern. That's not a whole lot to go on.
That's what they've built for themselves. Booster Gold and the Blue Beetle are coming to the big screen.
Oh,
it's gonna be a buddy cop action movie. So they're gonna go for more like a comedy look. That might work for DC because all of their movies have had this huge like political message, make you feel bad, stick up their ass. And I think Marvel proved it with Ant-Man that people tend to prefer more of like a fun.
You just brought something back into my mind, and
it's probably not something you should probably say.
No,
knowing you,
it's
going to be horrendous.
Speaking of comics,
cracks of your brain are very.
Speaking
scary.
Of comics, you reminded me after saying Blue Beetle that the Tick is coming back on TV.
New episodes.
From what I have heard, yes.
Is it animated?
No,
it's going to have Patrick Warburton in it too.
Yeah, you've never seen the Tick.
No.
It was a live action thing where Patrick Warburton, the guy who does...
Oh, yes, I do
yeah,
know which
and he was in the big blue suit.
Hey, yes.
Yeah, that show was great. Yeah. It had Batmanuel. I loved Batmanuel.
That's right.
He was my favorite.
Batman. You know what the funny thing is? If you watch that show, it's actually really funny.
Yeah, it was a great show.
That show is great.
No, I don't think it's coming to TV. I think it's coming to Amazon.
All right,
Prime
Jesus has
like
corrected
that.
Us already. Best DC movies, Batman, Batman Returns, Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises. The new cinematic universe so far is just Man of Steel from what's come out, so not a ton to judge it by. Man of Steel was garbage enough for me to know that it's not going to be great.
I like Man of Steel.
But I think a buddy cop movie might be good for DC. Maybe they should try, you know, to stop being such huge depressing cunts.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
How is Batman depressing? The Dark Knight. That was the one with
we're talking
Joker
new universe.
All right, universe.
And are you serious? Do you not remember what the Joker's whole premise was? And how Batman killed Harvey Dent? And
I mean, it's not
like,
that depressing. It's just action and entertaining.
You are a cold, dead person.
Might I throw it out there?
Watch this. What was it? What was that movie we just watched? And it's about, like, their dad dies and they have to, like, sit in a chair for 7 days straight. And it's got, like, all, like, Paul Rudd. No, not Paul Rudd.
Zap, you're a cunt.
What does he say?
No, he said you can't say cunt and offend cunts.
Oh,
that's retarded.
Offend me.
Anyway,
cunt's my favorite word. Gash is a solid word.
Let's go into something else that will fucking make Stephanie lose her goddamn mind. Jurassic Park 2 is being written. Or Jurassic World 2, sorry, is being written.
As long as they cast me for Velociraptor, I'm fine.
Darren, hold on to your butt.
Hold on to your butts.
Will be inspired by one line of dialogue from the original Jurassic Park. When Dr. Grant says, dinosaurs and man, two species separated by 65 million years of evolution, have just been suddenly thrown back into the mix together. How can we possibly have the slightest idea what to expect?
And now we're going to see
people.
What happens.
So I just imagine World War Dino.
Fantastic.
Like, those fuckers are probably going to get off the island. That's the only thing I can
imagine.
They're
going to get off the island, and then regular man's going to have to deal with it, and it's going to be the dinosaur apocalypse.
Remember that scene from the end of Lost World when the fucking T-Rex comes into San Diego? It's going to be 2.5 hours of that. Actually, knowing the way movies are going, it's going to be two movies of that.
Fantastic.
Probably three.
Maybe it'll be better than the abortion that was fucking Jurassic World. Because I fucking
Jurassic
hated
World
that movie.
Too. It's a part of it.
Sure.
All right.
So, well, no. They could have. They definitely.
Jurassic World was garbage.
I loved it.
I know you loved
it.
You like bad movies. All right, let's move into science and technology.
Are we the only two people on the planet that didn't like that movie?
I think we really were. We need a zombie Jurassic World movie. No, we don't.
Zombie dinosaurs. Oh,
people
God.
Need to let zombies like sleep underground for about 10 to 15 years, and then bring back another zombie craze. Zombies have been going for what, like 15 fucking years now.
I feel like
that just won't end.
I feel like just the horror genre is getting ruined by everything as we go on. Vampires, werewolves, zombies.
As a huge fan of the horror genre, it normally there will go through like cycles of like, oh, ghosts are the big things. And then, oh, fucking, let's do some vampire movies. Let's do some, you know, werewolf movies. But recently it's been like, we want to write a horror film. All right, what do we want to write it about? Let's go with Zambies. Yeah, what? Zambies. Okay, Zambies. What's
what about Zombiever? That was like amazing. That was actually legit.
Hold on. That wasn't a zombie movie. That was a beaver movie.
You know what pissed me off the most about that movie? Every bad sci-fi flick in that genre always has a point where they say the title of the movie. That's just what happens. And they never once said the phrase Zombiever. And they had a point where I was like, it's coming. It's going to happen. Here it is. I've been building up to this for the hour and a half and watching this. And they didn't fucking say it. They said, I'm sick of these zombie beavers. I was like, God damn it.
Say Zombiever.
Yep, sparkly vampires and pussy werewolves. Although Twilight was absolutely not horror.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you got Twilight, you have the weird True Blood shit. That's you had that horror. Movie Warm Bodies about the
that
zombie boy that feels
that
you would
good.
Like it.
Also not horror.
But let me just back
I'm
up
just
here
saying
for a second.
It's not about a horror movie. It's what that scary shit
they're taking
is
the horror tropes.
Slowly turning into.
Well, I will just say that although you guys know I like shitty movies, I do not like Twilight. You're welcome.
You fucking better not.
I don't. I read the books. Books were good. Movies were shit. That's it. That's
she talks so much left. Shit when she walked in on me watching that. 10 minutes later, she was hooked. Zombievers. Yeah. 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 All right.
I was like, what are you watching? And then I was like, oh,
this is gold.
I can't stop looking.
All right. So let's move into science
and
technology.
So he hooked you onto Zombievers.
I walked in from
yeah,
when
Frank
I came
likes
back,
good movies.
When I came
Stephanie
back from the WoW finals, I came back really, really late. And I'm like,
That means technically Frank hooked you. He's a hooker.
This just in, Frank's a hooker. Science and technology. They have produced working electronic circuits through artificial evolution.
What?
So what they did is they, using artificial evolution to basically, they give, it's a lot of really complicated science, and I'm not a complicated science person.
We
but
have
basically,
a complicated science person. Do research. Come back and tell us what this
yeah,
is.
Jesus, how does this work?
And
no, basically
Frank.
What they did is they
that's his study's evolution and like and a microbiology degree.
Maybe you can explain it. But artificial evolution to have circuits figure out how to get themselves to work. So they're finding that it's way more efficient. It solves the problems. It uses faults that appear in the circuitry itself and they utilize those faults on their own. What I read that is terrifying. We're building evolving technology that we can no longer control.
That's teaching themselves how to build circuitry for, I don't know, robots.
At first when you said it, I thought you meant that like it was like circuitry that's compatible with like human.
No,
freaking,
not
I was like,
yet.
Nope.
Making me
actually Google's working on that.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
All right.
I have like a constant state of fear of like various apocalypse, and I like my state of mind.
Dude, next week when she shows
like,
up, we need to stage an apocalypse.
Can I use that as a weapon? Can I use that as a weapon? Like
T-virus, Terminators, here we come. Yeah, it's basically what's going to happen.
Yep, it's all totally right. Going to happen. It's
so
scary as fuck.
They can use that.
I like
on
the smiley emoji has that too.
Verizon Wireless is laying groundwork for 5G networks. It's supposed to be 50 times faster than current standard wireless networks.
So the evolving robots can work that 20 times faster. Shit.
Let's get into a happy place real quick. There was a new duck-billed dinosaur discovered.
Yay!
I did not write down its name because it's probably actually in Alaska.
Dinosaur.
I think it was up near Alaska. It's the farthest north living dinosaur, they've encountered, and it may have even encountered snow. So that kind of reptiles and snow don't exactly get along.
Because
them dead.
Yeah.
So that's definitely interesting.
Maybe it was desperately trying to get away from something. And
maybe
it was
a skiosaurus. I hate myself for that.
What'd you say?
The world's speaking of neat things, the world's largest wolf eel was discovered.
Oh yeah, how large
it's like
was it?
7 feet.
That's cool.
That's a pretty big wolf eel.
Have you ever seen one?
No.
They're freaking horrifying.
They're scary looking. They're scary as shit.
They got like big ass mouths. They do not look like they're from this world. Like,
then I want one.
Literally the dude's like holding it up.
With,
and I'm like
the
that's
billions of poisonous snakes.
You know one of those pictures where they hold up some weird creepy beast out of the thing and you're like, you can definitely tell it's photoshopped?
No, not that one.
This is real.
All right, so let's move into our what the fuck is wrong with the world portion of the show that I've added.
Emojis?
No, this is, I told you about this.
Serious what the fuck
the Kardashians?
Yeah,
this is our favorite type of news, so we can just
straight out of Florida Man.
Radio.
Yeah, this is from r/Florida Man. Darren discovered
this
it.
A man
from Florida disemboweled his girlfriend after she called him her ex's name. Now, when I say disemboweled her, I don't mean he cut her stomach open and pulled out her organs.
That's what I thought when I first read the story.
Yeah, no. He apparently they were having sex in the closet and she passed out and they were both drunk on tequila and he says he turned into a monster At which point he shoved, and I'm only assuming he went like upper cooter instead of upper ass.
Yeah.
But he shoved a beer bottle upper crotch, and then a curling iron, and then his arm up to the elbow, grabbed her organs from inside of her cunt, and dragged them out of her body, killing her.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Can we call him the Puppet Master?
I feel like that's a fatality in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, like, fucking finish her.
No, I thought there. I thought Mortal Kombat's
that fucked up.
I thought there was a. I thought there was a
fatality.
No, there actually is. I thought there was a fatality in the new Mortal Kombat where who's the dude that turns into a lot of different people?
Ditto. Not Ermac.
No, we're gonna Shang Tsung.
We're gonna go with Ditto.
I think is it Shang Tsung?
Sure.
He tears the testicles out of somebody's mouth.
Oh yeah.
See, that's different because he didn't fist fuck them up the elbow.
He did with magic.
Let's be reasonable. A, it was Florida. B, she was probably asking for it. Wow, wow, that's yours. That belongs to you.
What?
That's the phrase I just read. That's yours. You sleep with that. What's up, Ishmishmish? Welcome to the show. But yeah, so he called the cops on himself, and he said that initially he said she got hurt during rough sex, and I guess technically he wasn't lying.
Kind of.
No, she was passed out.
That was rough rape. Yeah.
There's no passing out. You wake up if somebody is that far up or hoo-ha.
Not if you're blackout drunk.
Not if she was borderlining alcohol poisoning.
I guess.
Like she may have been. Like I'd imagine if the beer bottle didn't wake you up. Odds are his arm's not going to wake you up. Now, as soon as he grabbed that, I'd imagine someone would be like, okay, that's not right.
I think the shock just might, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I also
don't promise me something you don't plan on executing. Yeah. Zap, congratulations. That was not from Alabama.
Florida.
If you're going to do dirty things to Dan, you better have a safe word or you're going to end up dead.
Yeah, you got to have a safe word. We moved, Ishmishmish. Things happen. On from disemboweling girls to threatening to beat them up, Tank Abbott, which is apparently some fighty guy, calls out female fighters so she can make him sandwiches. Here's a quote from him. She's a girl. It's all about this emotional stuff. I will fight any woman on this earth for free. I will. You can't be a tranny. You got to be a female, born a female. I won't even train. If I win, which is going to happen, and you're going to get bashed up good, you have to make me a sandwich. If you win, I'll give you $100,000. Has Rousey responded yet?
No, because it's not about Rousey. He's just obviously...
Generally speaking, anytime someone says, I could beat up a girl, Ronda Rousey's like, just twits, like, what's your address? She's like, I'll be there tomorrow.
I have not seen anything
Have my
yet.
100K in cash.
That would
cash.
Be good. You know what would be great if it wasn't even a sanctioned fight? Just knock on the door, he opens it, headbutt straight to the face.
Yeah, she just
beats the shit out of him.
Beats the ever-loving shit out of him just right out the door. That would be hysterical.
That'd be amazing. I want
or,
that film.
You know what? At his gym. Not
just
even
just pees
his
on him.
Yeah. I've actually met him a couple times.
She fucking taco taps him at the
his
end.
Dick-ass.
Who?
Tank Abbott. He owns a bunch. He lives in Orange County.
That's his name.
He
his name is Tank.
He owns. No, his name. He actually has a real human name. Tank is a nickname, a stage name that he got in the UFC. But he has a bunch of
washed
gyms
up
in Orange
fat
County.
Guy.
And like, he's not. Like, he's.
I want Ronda Rousey to beat the fuck out of him and then taco tap him and then take his money and leave.
He used to talk about how his fighting style is pit fighting because he doesn't have like a certain discipline. He just was a bar fighter and he has like a book about.
Oh, so he's a drunken douche.
He's a drunken douchebag. He's the okay. Show
it is off time. He plays Call of Duty
and drinks Monster Energy drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yep.
That guy is
nailed it on the head. Washed up fat guy.
Bingo.
All right. Well, we didn't get any emails this week, so we can't read emails.
I don't think we get emails anymore.
We do occasionally. Jesus occasionally emails us, and so does Ish.
Ever since we started streaming, people incorporate their questions.
Yes,
in
we did
the,
steal that sign from the curse.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ishmishmish. There is no stolen curse sign behind me that I may or may not have walked out of a invite-only all-you-can-drink curse event a few years ago at a certain convention that nobody here.
I would like to point out that I was not an employee of Blizzard at the time.
That nobody...
I was not friends with these people.
Yet your opinion was still your own.
And my opinion is still my own.
And your opinion is wrong because you were definitely
friends
with us.
Here, wait, hold on. Now you can't see it. There we go. go ahead and email us next week, Jesus. But yeah, there was two signs. I think we gave one to somebody else, and then that sign has been in my closet ever since. I dug it out in the move.
Yep.
If you want to email us so we could read whatever you have to say on the show next week or whenever you decide to email us, shoot us an email. Can I fit email any more in that sentence?
Email?
Shoot us an email at geeklordradio@gmail.com. We're on all the social medias, facebook.com/geeklordradio, Twitter and Instagram at geeklordradio.
Yeah, I Instagram stuff today.
Did
if you? You have our Instagram, go ahead and jump on. You get to see how our sound checks go.
It's pretty.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I totally forgot to add that fucking cunt hole in here. Did you guys hear about that dude? The guy who bought the AIDS medication, which was going for something like $7 a pill, and he raised the price to like $700?
$750.
No, it was $13.50 a pill, and he raised it to over $750.
Yeah, he's just some fucking trust fund shithead, and dude, things have been flooding out about him. Like they found his OkCupid profile, where he talks about how good of a guy he is.
Wait, so he bought a bunch of AIDS medication?
No,
he bought the rights
to the AIDS medication and then increased the price something like 7,000%.
What a fucking cock asshole piece of shit.
Well, that kind of I think that explains his dating profile website. If you talk about like go on and on and talk about like how good of a guy you are, you're probably a piece of shit.
You're a hash slinging slasher.
Yeah, I just suspect some woman is going to be like super hot with AIDS and be like, "Hey, how's it going?" And he's going to be like, "I'm a great guy." And then she's going to walk
Stop writing movies. Actually, there's a country in Africa where a woman was doing that. She considered herself a vigilante. She was raped when she was young and contracted HIV. And her goal was to give every man in Africa AIDS. And she'd already exposed something like 300 guys to AIDS.
Dang. Yeah, there was also that guy even in Southern California in Hollywood who was the AIDS bandit.
The
and
rapist?
He had the YouTube video. No, he wasn't a rapist. He posted a video online on YouTube saying like, "Hi, many of you see me before in Hollywood area. I have AIDS. You didn't know I had AIDS at the time because you are you're just a hooker woman. You only like me for my money. I drive a nice Jaguar. I make a lot of money, blah, 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 blah." And about 500 women probably has AIDS now and doesn't even know. And they ended up like convicting him for like attempted murder because he knew.
Yeah, you knowing
that
it is a felony.
Well, didn't disclose it to his partners, and he was doing it on purpose to get back to the woman who actually gave
speaking
it
of there was a woman in the San Diego area that was HIV positive, and she was sleeping with military members, and when they would go get a hotel, and then while he was asleep, she'd take her lipstick and write "Welcome to the world of AIDS" with lipstick on the mirror and fucking leave.
People are crazy.
Yeah.
Lock yourself in your room and play video games. Don't talk to anybody.
It was $1 the company sold. It was $13.50 for a pill. He bought the company to $750. His last company is suing him for $65 million for fraud. Not the medication itself, the manufacturing process. The problem is that there was no other FDA-approved version of that particular pill being produced right now, so he owns a monopoly. So basically, he's a huge cunt.
What a horrible monster.
His words exactly, there's a small market for the drug and there's no profit, so saving lives for money is all that matters. The same medication is sold for 0.5 cents to 10 cents per tablet in India. So if you have AIDS, move to India. Anywho, tell your friends about the show. You can hear us be awful, awful fucking people.
Awful people and talk about depressing shit.
Well, on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune Marketplace, if you can find it. We decided, North Dakota? Marketplace is in North Dakota.
Yeah.
And geeklordradio.com, where you can find all of our old episodes that don't show up in our RSS feed. Music in the podcast. This is also a regular podcast that will now start coming out at a reasonable amount of time back on our website, because I am the captain now.
I wish you could rub that in somebody's face, but he's not in channel anymore.
Music on the podcast is brought to you by Daniel Tidwell. And I think that is about it for us this week. Thanks for checking in, guys. From all of us here at Geek Lord, this is...
Darren.
Stephanie.
Mateo.
I thought you were Montequilla.
Viva la Mexico, Montequilla.
Okay.
And my name is Dan Mayer. And we're wishing you a fantastic week, and don't forget to keep it geek.
No.
Don't
no.
Star.
Oh, yeah, sorry. No.
Thanks for letting us pleasure you.
Thanks for letting us pleasure you.